Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you're enjoying this Monday. We had a great weekend of sports. We will get into all of it as you are listening to us on Noonan Zone, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. And we are based out of Noonan, Georgia, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. We have got a lot to talk about, including Scottie Scheffler winning his second green jacket. The Braves take 2 out of 3 against the Marlins, and the NBA playoffs is set. Let's go ahead and get right into the show. Well, Friday, I had a show where I spent the first 10 minutes of the show talking about O.J. Simpson. And this was a big deal. I mean, everybody knows who O.J. is. He passed away. Everybody in America that does sports talk radio talked about O.J. Simpson. We all have an opinion on him. And I just wanted to clear the air. You know, I wanted to be politically correct and not give my opinion on what I felt about O.J. I personally said, we don't know for sure whether or not he did it or not. Look, my sports talk show is based on opinion, not fact. The fact of the matter was all the evidence did point to him doing it, and he was acquitted in a court of law, because you have to have an evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. And basically, he had a great defense team, but, you know, he passed away, and, you know, my heart goes out to his family, and he goes down as the biggest villain in sports. When it comes to a polarizing figure in this country, and, you know, it kind of took me a while to grasp the magnitude of the passing of O.J. Simpson, and that's how I started my show Friday. But on this show, I'm going to recap the Masters, I'm going to talk about the Atlanta Braves, and I'm also going to talk about the NBA regular season ending. Do you like how the NBA ends the regular season Sunday afternoon? We're already having the playoff matchups. And I'm going to have my playoff predictions for the NBA. Also, the WNBA draft is tonight. And we all know who the Indiana Fever is going to pick. There is no surprise. This is probably the most sure slam dunk pick in the WNBA draft in its history. They're taking Caitlin Clark. You could take it to the bank. All right, let's talk about the Masters. Scottie Scheffler. He wins his second green jacket. 2 in 3 years, he gets a 4-stroke win to win the Masters. He shoots a minus 11. He was the odds-on favorite to win the Masters. He had to hold off Ludvig Hedberg, the Swede. He finished in second place. He had a minus 7. We had a 3-way tie between Tommy Fleetwood, Colin Morikawa, and Max Homa. Homa was in second for most of the way. Some of the other notables, Tiger Woods shot a plus 16, his worst round in Masters history. He made the cut, but he finishes in 60th place because he shot a plus 5 in that final day, shot a plus 10 in round 3. He just folded. And I don't know if it's maybe stamina. The guy is almost 49 years old. Maybe it's stamina and he does well the first couple of rounds. Some of the other notables, Phil Mickelson shoots a plus 8. Brooks Koepka, who was my favorite to win the Masters, a disappointing +9 and tied for 45th. Columbus's own Russell Henley shoots a -1 in the final day. He did make the cut, and he tied for 38th. And I'm looking forward to Russell Henley playing in the Open Championship, the U.S. Open, and the PGA Championship. I'm excited about that. And Rory McIlroy shoots a +4, tied for 22nd. And Scottie Scheffler becomes just the second player in Masters history to win the Players' Championship and to win the Masters. He is 27 years old. He's got two majors so far. He's finished second in the PGA Championship. He is the number one rated golfer, and I expect Scottie Scheffler to have a great season, and he's got to be the odds-on favorite to win the PGA Championship. That's the next major, followed by the U.S. Open and the Open Championship. Augusta National, it is always a great event. It is a hallowed sports landmark, a bucket list if you ever have an opportunity to attend, and it is probably one of the most coveted tickets to get, and it's really a staple in the state of Georgia. It really puts Augusta, Georgia on the map, and what a great venue. Vern Lundquist did an amazing job as the announcer. I just wanted to see Tiger Woods do a lot better. He did make the cut, but he was way off from my prediction of him maybe finishing 12th and getting a -1. He just did not perform well in those last couple of rounds. But at least he finished. Last year, he exited in the third round, but you know, he just had his worst performance in a major in his golf career. The Atlanta Braves, they take 2 out of 3 against the Miami Marlins over the weekend. And what a performance by Darius Vines. If they're trying to find a starter to replace Spencer Strider, I mean, that's not going to happen. But you can get a 4th or 5th starter to get some work in the rotation to try to ease the tension off their starting pitchers. Chris Sale did not have a very good game Saturday, as the Miami Marlins did defeat the Braves Saturday. But the Atlanta Braves get the 9-7 victory, and some people are calling this a shocker. People in Miami calling this a shocker. Marcell Ozuna hits a 3-run bomb in the top of the 9th inning, and the Braves end up getting the win. Raisel Iglesias shuts the door, gets his 3rd save. I thought the Braves were going to sweep the Marlins. The Marlins surprised them on Saturday, getting the 5-1 victory, and Chris Sale ends up suffering his first loss as an Atlanta Brave. But the Atlanta Braves will be back in action today, taking on the Houston Astros, which is a rematch of the 2021 World Series. Looking forward to seeing Darius Vines taking the mound. He is 1-0 with a 3.98 earned run average, and he is going to go up against Spencer Arrighetti. Looking around Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees continue to dominate, 12-4 on the season. They are 2.5 ahead of the Baltimore Orioles. And in the AL West, there is not a team that's above 500, including the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. The Oakland Athletics, where did this team come from? They're only a game behind the Texas Rangers. This is going to be their final year playing in Oakland before they play 3 seasons in Sacramento. And Billy Beane, who's now the president of baseball operations, I mean, he's no longer the general manager. I actually saw the movie Moneyball over the weekend. I love this movie. It's probably one of my favorite sports movies of all time. And I love the character of Scott Hatterberg, played by Chris Pratt, and Art Howe, played by the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. Just great performances by Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill. And even though I grew up a San Francisco Giants fan, I wasn't an A's fan. All this talk about the A's are a small market team and they can't win a World Series, people tend to forget they won the World Series in 1989. This was 13 years later in 2002. I just remember that 20-game win streak, and I remember how they had to replace Jason Giambi and Jason Isringhausen and Johnny Damon, and you know, they just decided to get players that can get on base. And you know, if these teams use analytics, I think that's how the Red Sox ended up winning their World Series in 2004, and probably even the Cubs winning the World Series in 2016. I just think that's the brainchild behind Theo Epstein. Anyway, look, getting off subject a little bit, but move along. We're going to move along here. The Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals battling it out in the AL Central. And over in the National League, the Braves, two games ahead of the Phillies. They are 9-5 on the season. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh all knotted up in the Central. There's no shocker that the Dodgers are 11-6. And now let's talk about the team that is the worst team in Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox. 2-13. They have lost four straight. Yeah, the White Sox, they're not having a very good season. Hey, the NBA wrapped up. Let's get ready for some playoffs. I'm excited about the NBA playoffs because the Oklahoma City Thunder wrap up the number one seed. You had the Knicks beating the Bulls in overtime to get the number two seed, but is that smart? Because you look at their matchup, because they're going to play the number seven seed. The play-in game in the Eastern Conference is going to be the Sixers and the Miami Heat. You don't think either one of those teams can make a deep run in the NBA playoffs, but it is going to be exciting. The Boston Celtics are the number one seed. They will play the eight seed, which will be the loser of Philadelphia-Miami taking on the winner of Chicago and Atlanta. I actually think it's going to be Miami because Miami is going to lose to the Sixers and they are going to beat the Bulls. I think the Bulls beat the Hawks. I seriously think the Hawks are going into this play-in tournament limping. Remember, they play on Wednesday, and I think the Miami Heat take on the Boston Celtics, which is going to be a nightmare matchup for the Celtics because of playoff Butler and because of Bam Adebayo and the shooting of Tyler Hero, a very dangerous number eight seed. And then the Sixers take it on the Knicks. The Knicks, even though they got the number two seed, and I am proud of what the Knicks have done with Jalen Brunson, they don't have Julius Randle. And I think not having Julius Randle in the lineup could mean disaster for the Knicks, meaning they're not going to get to the finals. I don't even think they get to the conference finals because I think they lose to the Sixers, who just got Joel Embiid back. The Sixers have won eight straight, so they are red hot going into the playoffs. I believe they win that play-in tournament game against the Miami Heat. And then you have the other playoffs matchup set in the Eastern Conference. Remember, the playoffs start this Saturday at the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers, I actually thought this team was going to limp down the stretch when they lost Benedict Mathurin to a season-ending injury. But they have Pascal Siakam, a player they picked up at the trade deadline. They got Tyrese Halliburton, who is the most underrated point guard. He is an all-star, and both players average over 20 points a game. Miles Turner is the center in the middle, and they also have the hot shooting of Buddy Hield, Obi Toppin. They've got some good players, but I think the Bucks, you know, I don't know what they're going to do without Giannis. I think the Milwaukee Bucks could be in trouble here. I still think they get by the Pacers. But the Milwaukee Bucks, it's going to be all on Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton to try to carry this team. And how does Doc Rivers coach the Bucks in the playoffs? The matchup I really want to see is Cleveland and Orlando. The Orlando Magic, the fifth seed, making the playoffs. What a great story for the Orlando Magic. Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs, Coe Anthony, Wendell Carter Jr., great players. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers, their superstar, Donovan Mitchell. But they have got a young team that's built around draft picks like Darius Garland. You also have Jared Allen. I thought Jared Allen had a pretty good season. Evan Mobley, Caris LeVert. Remember, they got him in the trade. You know, he played for the Brooklyn Nets. Now he goes to Cleveland. And then Max Strus, the pickup from the Miami Heat. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, after losing in the playoffs last year, I think the Cavaliers end up beating the Magic, where they will more than likely face the Boston Celtics in the second round. Now let's go over to the Western Conference. And there's a conspiracy theory. I'm actually throwing this out here. Because with OKC getting the number one seed, Denver, the defending NBA champions, get the number two seed, which means that if the Lakers beat the New Orleans Pelicans in the play-in game, they get the number seven seed and they play the Denver Nuggets. The Lakers do not want to play the Denver Nuggets. They would rather play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Is it possible that the Lakers rest LeBron or they tank that game against the Pelicans? I'm not kidding. This is a conspiracy theory because I think the Lakers will turn it on and they will beat whoever wins that Sacramento Golden State game, even though it's in Sacramento. I think the Warriors still win that game. And then the Lakers get the number eight seed, and then they have to face Oklahoma City rather than Denver. We know the playoff matchups are set between the three and the six seed, Minnesota and Phoenix. I like the experience of KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal going up against a Minnesota team that's not going to have Karl Anthony Towns. Even though Minnesota had a very good season, you got to take the playoff experience from the Phoenix Suns and win this game. The 4-5 matchup, another great 4-5 matchup in the NBA, the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. How exciting is that going to be for NBA fans? The play-in game will start Tuesday night. I'm excited about this. Absolutely excited about the play-in games. As on Tuesday, you got the New Orleans Pelicans and the Los Angeles Lakers. And then the nightcap, the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. On Wednesday, you got the Heat at the 76ers, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And then the Atlanta Hawks at 9:30 will travel to the United Center to take on the Chicago Bulls. On Friday, the winner of the 9-10 matchup will take on the loser of the 7-8 matchup. Same with the Western Conference. So we'll have play-in games on Friday. The season will start on Saturday. Why don't we take our first break? Let's go pay some bills, shall we? And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the UFL. I'm also going to talk about the Columbus Lions and the Columbus River Dragons and high school baseball. That is all coming up here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And we'll be right back.
Yeah! Stick around.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High. with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. How are you doing on this Monday? I hope that you are having a great Monday. I want to remind everybody I will not have a show tomorrow. It will just be a replay of Monday's show. So that's why I'm going to try to go the full hour on this show so you get the replay on Tuesday and then a best of on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I should be back with guests and everything and doing Georgia Alabama Sports Live shows with Rip Barringer next week. Unfortunately, I am doing training all week for my work, and so it's taking up most of my time. I do have time as I am pre-recording this Sunday night to try to get a show in, and that's what I'm trying to do here. All right, week three in the UFL. The matchup I really wanted to see, you had the Birmingham Stallions, now 3-0, taking on the Memphis Showboats. They win 33-14. That was on Saturday. The DC Defenders squeak by the Arlington Renegades 29-28. On Sunday, you had the Michigan Panthers taking on the Houston Roughnecks, and they win 34-20 over the Roughnecks. And then the St. Louis Battlehawks get the road victory over the San Antonio Brahmas 31-24. Here's what the UFL standings look like, as the Birmingham Stallions are 3-0 on the season. They have the best record in the UFL. They are in the USFL division. I like how they've broken up these divisions by USFL and XFL. They don't have East or West. They have USFL and XFL. The XFL division is the DC Defenders, St. Louis Battlehawks, and the San Antonio Brahmas, all with a 2-1 record. Are you a fan of UFL? I like UFL. I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, we're going to have three games on Saturday next week and then one game on Sunday. So you might want to check that out. You have the Birmingham Stallions going to take on the DC Defenders. Some intriguing matchups. And then on Sunday, you got the Arlington Renegades taking on the Houston Roughnecks. The Showboats, that's a big rivalry. Memphis-St. Louis, huge rivalry. The Showboats taking on the Battlehawks, that's going to be at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. And I love football. We got spring games that happened over the weekend. We had the G-Day game for Georgia. We had the Georgia State spring game, the Alabama spring game. A lot of fans wanting to see the Kalen DeBoer era for the Tide. And then for Georgia, some of the things that I'm really looking forward to seeing for Georgia is just the development of their 4- and 5-star recruits and seeing how they come out. And I still think that Georgia has to be the odds-on favorite to win the national championship next year. But Alabama is not too far behind them. And then I think that what Del McGee is doing at Georgia State, he is going to surprise a lot of people. So those are some of the matchups you want to check out. And now let's talk about the WNBA draft, because it's happening today. The season starts on May the 3rd as the Indiana Fever taking on the Dallas Wings. And so when I'm thinking about who the top player, the can't-miss prospect that's going to take this team by storm, I don't think of players from the past like Diana Taurasi. She was taken by the Phoenix Mercury in 2004. Or how about Candace Parker getting taken by the Los Angeles Sparks in 2008, or Sue Bird, you know, being taken by the Seattle Storm in 2002, or Maya Moore, taken by the Minnesota Lynx in 2011. Remember what a great career Maya Moore had at UConn, and also from Collins Hill from Georgia. Asia Wilson back in 2018 getting taken by the Las Vegas Aces. That was one of the big players that Coach Staley at South Carolina got in her early national championship years. Breonna Stewart, I mean, how about what she did for Gino Auriemma at UConn? And then Lauren Jackson from the Seattle Storm in 2001 Tina Thompson. Remember, this is the inaugural season, the Houston Comets back in 1997. And Onyeka Okwueme back in 2012. And then Simone Augustus, 2006, the Minnesota Lynx. Brittany Griner, 2013, the Phoenix Mercury. Tina Charles, another one of those big-time UConn Huskies players taken by the Connecticut Sun. And then Jewel Lloyd, taken by the Seattle Storm in 2015. How about some local product that was a can't-miss prospect? Angel McCautry. I was a fan of hers. The Atlanta Dream take her in 2009. And then Shamik Holslaw, one of the greatest players to ever come out of the Tennessee Lady Vols, taken by the Washington Mystics in 1999. So there's no surprise. Caitlin Clark is going to be the number one overall draft pick in tonight's WNBA draft. And number two, I mean, there's no debate. Number two is going to be Cameron Brink, as the Los Angeles Sparks is going to draft her. Then, you know, there's a debate on who is going to be number three. Possibly Angel Reese? I don't know. No, but I think it's going to be Rakia Jackson from Tennessee, the Chicago Sky, going to draft her. And then number four, we saw her in the national championship. She was dominant with 16 points and 17 rebounds. Camelia Cardoso from South Carolina going to the Los Angeles Sparks. And then Dallas Wings getting the Australian swing forward, Nadeu Pooch. And then the Washington Mystics getting Aaliyah Edwards out of UConn. The Chicago Sky at number seven getting Angel Reese. And then the Minnesota Lynx getting J.C. Shelton from Ohio State, the shooting guard. The WNBA draft. Tonight, we expect Caitlin Clark to go number one. Hey, the Columbus Lions pick up a big victory at home over the Amarillo Venom. 75-27. They are now 2-0 on the season. Thrip Behringer on the call on the AIF's YouTube channel. And what a great job by Brandon Schwobel producing that. And I listened to it. Thrip did an amazing job. And really, this Columbus Lions team, on every single aspect, offense, defense, special teams, they are just head and shoulders better than anybody in this league so far. We haven't seen any other teams, but we've seen the Amarillo Venom so far, and they get a big victory. Marcus Brooks, touchdown passes to Demisio Ewing, Jarmon Fortson. He looks so comfortable in that pocket. And the reason why Marcus Brooks is able to make throws and wide open throws, it's the scheme. And the offensive line is giving him time to throw the football. And Damian the Nighthawk Daniels, the head coach of the Columbus Lions, picks up his first victory at home. And he is 2-0 as the head coach. They will play this Thursday night against the Harrisburg Stampede. It is Special Olympics night. Coming out to the Columbus Civic Center, 7 o'clock. And once again, Thrip Behringer will have the call on the broadcast. You definitely want to check it out. Hey, the Columbus River Dragons closed out the regular season by getting an 11-1 victory over the Carolina Thunderbird. They have the best record in the Federal Prospects Hockey League, and they will take on the Mississippi Seawolves game one of the first round of the FPHL playoffs, as they will travel down to Biloxi, Mississippi for game one. Remember, game two will be this Friday night at the Columbus Civic Center. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office or go to rdragons.com for tickets. And game three, if necessary, is on Saturday, but we don't need to go to it if necessary. The River Jackets just need to close out game one and two and get to the semifinals. And hopefully they have a chance now with home ice that they could close this out and hoist that Commissioner's Cup. How sweet would that be if they could do it in front of fans at the Columbus Civic Center? Remember, 2021 felt a lot different. There was only four teams, and because of the COVID restrictions, not a lot of fans in the Columbus Civic Center. Over the weekend, Troup County defeats Calvary in high school baseball 16-6. Friday, we had a huge slate of action. Shaw ends up sweeping Westover. How about those Shaw Raiders? They are now 12-11 overall in the regular season with a 9-3 record, and they are currently in second place. So there's a possibility that Shaw could have back-to-back years where they are hosting a playoff game. The Columbus Blue Devils end up sweeping Crisp County, and Columbus, now they're 12-14 overall, 6-2 in the region, and you know they got the tiebreaker with Crisp County. They could be hosting a playoff game. The Carver Tigers end up getting the split over the Golden Tornadoes of Monroe. They defeated Monroe 17-16 in the first game, and Monroe beat them 7-5 in the next game. McIntosh ends up beating Northside in 11-1. And then you also had the Jordan Red Jackets getting the 16-1 victory over Kendrick. And then Central ends up beating Spencer 13-4. And then the game that you saw on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, Glenwood ends up beating Calvary Christian 8-3. Rick Beach on the call did a great job. Here's what's going on in high school baseball today as we got the Spencer Green Wave taking on Central of Macon. Jordan is taking on the Manchester Blue Devils in a regional game. Northside is hosting Opelika. The Hardaway Hawks is hosting Daugherty. Shaw is hosting Marion County. Calvary Christian is taking on Coach Tony Rasmus and those Lakeside School Chiefs out of Eufaula, Alabama. Harris County is hosting McIntosh. I'm not sure if that game is going to be on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I'll have to check that one out. And Russell County is hosting Park Crossing. We should have high school baseball throughout the week as we get ready to wrap up the regular season, getting ready for playoffs. We had a couple of outdoor soccer teams in Columbus in action over the weekend as Fountain City FC ends up getting the 2-0 victory over FC Columbus Elite as they got goals by Corbin and Scheidel. And Fountain City FC will take on Middle Georgia United FC next, April the 20th at Spencer High School. Well, that is all the time I have here in the show. I don't have a guest, but I do have a best of show for you that you are going to get coming up next. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to yet another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Don't forget, this will be replayed tomorrow, and then I'm going to throw in some more best of shows throughout the week. Have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. On WQEE, Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, Get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.